The explosive new film, Flynn, Deliver the Truth, Whatever the Cost, exposes secrets behind the government's takedown of General Michael Flynn.
Flynn knew what the intel world had been up to.
He ordered the first audit of the use of contractors. This set off alarm bells.
He told the truth. He was the most dangerous person for Donald Trump to hire. They had to get rid of Flynn.
Flynn, Deliver the Truth, Whatever the Cost. Available now. Watch it today. Go to SalemNow.com. SalemNow.com.
I identify myself as a Bible-believing, unashamed follower of Jesus Christ. I believe the Bible, I follow Jesus, and I'm not ashamed to say so. The answer is not in the next election. The answer is not in Washington, D.C. The answer to America's problems is in the pulpit and the pews of America's churches. That's what we do here daily on Bob Burney Live. We listen, we think, and then we look at the Word of God, evaluate it, and develop our worldview from God's point of view.
The views and opinions expressed are those of the participants and may not be the views or opinions of the staff, management, or advertisers of WRFD.
Isn't it strange how that you take two pieces of material, you can take wood, you can take plastic, you can take anything, and you can put them in any configuration until you put them perpendicular to each other and make a cross? The Word of God. Read it. Obey it. That is the answer to America's problems.
Call 1-877-BOB-LIVE. Bob Burney Live.
Welcome to Bob Burney Live. Thank you for joining me on this Tuesday afternoon. My telephone number is 877-BOB-LIVE, 877-262-5483. I apologize for beginning the program with this story, but it is somewhat local, at least it's here in Ohio. It's something we need to be aware of and be absolutely disgusted at. If you have not heard, a 25-year-old teacher, or rather a former physical education teacher from down in Springboro, most of you know where Springboro is, north of Cincinnati, right outside of Middletown. His name is John Hopkins of Springboro, 25 years old. He has been indicted on 38 counts of gross sexual imposition concerning 28 little girls. We're talking elementary age, most of them first grade. Now, what makes this bizarre is that school surveillance video picked all of this up, and we're being told that this 25-year-old knew about the school surveillance video cameras. He knew it. He knew he was being watched, and yet there was enough evidence that they have indicted him on 36 counts of involving 28 little girls. Authorities, and I'm reading from the story, authorities identified 88 first graders who had some physical interaction with Hopkins, and a grand jury found 36 incidents that merited criminal charges. Quote, a lot of these little girls would compete for his attention during the class. One of these little girls, he had convinced that they were going to get married when they were older. They were first graders. And what makes it even more tragic is this went on for weeks and weeks. And my question, if this was on surveillance video, why wasn't somebody watching the surveillance video? Why wasn't somebody monitoring what this monster was doing? It went on for weeks before it was finally discovered, and yet it was on school surveillance video. Now, there is no excuse for, again, this 25-year-old. He's a monster. But what about the school authorities who are entrusted with the safety of these young people, and they put up cameras. What is the purpose of the cameras if people aren't watching them? Anyway, the indictments just came down yesterday. Court records do not yet list an attorney for Hopkins. He has been taken into custody. The school district put him on administrative leave on March 8th. He resigned days later. They caught him on video and they simply put him on administrative leave? Yeah, my goodness. Hey, I just saw this story before we went on the air, just a few minutes before we went on the air. And there's some real truth in this for all of us. It's a story about a brown bear a black bear in Oregon. Unfortunately, this black bear was put down. He was shot and killed. Why? Because he was aggressive? Because he was threatening to attack people? No, in fact, it was exactly the opposite. Exactly the opposite. The bear, according to local news reports, had become habituated or accustomed to the area after people left food for it near Scroggins Valley Park, the Oregon Department of Fish and Wildlife officials told a local TV station. Quote, the friendly bear had been fed trail mix, sunflower seeds, and cracked corn. It also appeared that several selfies had been taken by park goers with the bear. Again quoting, once the bear became used to humans, it became difficult for it to relocate, increasing the likelihood that the bear would have dangerous interactions with humans sometime in the future. And it was just, it's very possible that this bear could do something aggressive because humans had become so accustomed to him and he had become so accustomed to humans. And so the wildlife department in Oregon decided they had to shoot and kill the bear. Now, why? Well, again, they thought that he was a danger to people in this park. But listen to this. Quote, this is a classic example of why we implore members of the public not to feed bears. While the individuals who put food out for this bear may have had good intentions, bears should never, ever be fed. Now, again, what is the ultimate reason why? Well, again, the safety of human beings, but ultimately because they wanted to get this bear back into the wild where the bear could find its own food. But people had fed it for so long that the bear became dependent upon humans. Therefore, they concluded he had become so dependent, listen to me, he had become so dependent on free food, he did not have to scrounge for himself, he didn't have to hunt for himself, he didn't have to look for himself, he became dependent on the free handouts, and they were convinced that even if the bear was tranquilized and put back out into the woods, he had become so spoiled, so dependent upon the free handouts that the bear could not take care of itself in the wild. Some of you are already ahead of me, aren't you? There's a lesson here. What happens when you continue to give people a bunch of free stuff, a bunch of handouts? What happens when you don't require people to work for their money, work for their food, work for their provision, work for their housing? What happens when you continue to give free handouts? Well, if it's a bear, you have to shoot the bear because it has become dependent upon the handouts. What happens with humans? You continue to make more promises of free food, free housing. In Los Angeles, you and I have talked about Los Angeles and their homeless problem for several weeks now. It has become an epidemic. thousands and thousands of people homeless in Los Angeles. And so what has Los Angeles done? They have passed tax increases, bond programs to give people more free stuff. So they continue to give them free stuff. The answer to the homeless problem is to, what? Give them free housing. We're going to build apartment buildings where they can live for free. And what is the result? They become absolutely, totally dependent upon the person giving them the handouts. They can't care for themselves. Now, with human beings, you don't take them out and shoot them. You just allow them to become more and more and more dependent. And it is fascinating that even the liberal left understands, you know, with animals, this is a bad thing. To give handouts, a bunch of free stuff, this is bad, bad, bad. Who is it bad for? The animals. It's not for the people giving the handouts. It's not bad for them. The people who gave this bear food, they probably thought, I'm doing something really good. I'm helping this little bear. Oh, he looks hungry, and isn't he cute? I'm going to feed this bear. And they honestly believed they were doing something good because it made them feel good. It's exactly what you and I talk about. The liberal left deals with emotion. I have to do something to make me feel good. So I'm going to give more and more and more money to the homeless people. Now, ultimately, it doesn't help them. It makes them dependent, but it makes me feel good. We can see it with bears, but we cannot see it with people. Sad. All right, quick break. You're listening to Bobberty Live on AM 880 and 104.5 FM. And we'll be right back.
This is Bob Burney Live.
I don't know whether this is being naive, being brainwashed. I don't know. And I don't want to be judgmental, and I mean that. There is a world of difference between judging and being judgmental. You hear people, you hear Christians say all the time, the Bible says we're not to judge. That is such baloney. The Bible doesn't say we are not to judge. In fact, the Bible says the exact opposite. The Bible says, he that is spiritual judgeth all things. Can you imagine what a life you would live if you never judged anything or anybody? Can you imagine if you never made judgments? You make judgments every day. And if you have kids, you teach your kids to judge other people. What do you mean, Bob? I never taught my kids to judge other people. What parent has not told their children, hey, don't hang around a bunch of losers. Hey, that person's not good for you. That person is a bad influence for you. Hey, don't hang around that kid. Why? Because you have made a judgment about their character, their home, or whatever. You judge all the time. You make judgments about whether you hang around with these people or these people. You go to this place. You judge every single day. It is such baloney to say, the Bible says we're not to judge. Well, what about the verse that says, judge not lest ye be judged? Read the context. It's not telling you not to judge. It is giving you a warning about judging inappropriately. It's not telling you not to judge, because that would contradict the rest of the Bible. It is giving you a warning. When you judge, be careful the way you judge, because you will be judged the same way. whatsoever man sows, that shall he also reap. So there is a difference between judging and being judgmental. And I hope I'm not being judgmental. And I'm going to not give you the name, but one of our local TV anchors put something on Twitter. I think it was yesterday. No, it was today. It was today. I'm not sure. It was forwarded to me today. I mean, it doesn't make any difference. One of our local news anchors, I will not give you the station, I will not give you the gender, I will not give you the name because that's not important. But one of our major news anchors on one of our local TV stations tweeted this, and I quote, "This week, I walked in the Pride Parade, though I'm not gay. Supported Alzheimer's awareness, though I am not sick. Worked at the Faith Mission, though I'm not homeless. Supported Zufari, though I am not a giraffe. I support rights and hope for all. I have no apologies for that." Evidently, this news anchor got some blowback, pushback. And I hope so. I hope it was kind. I hope it was gracious. But I hope this news anchor did get some pushback for walking in the gay pride parade. Now, what is wrong with the reasoning here? I walked in the pride parade, though I'm not gay, supported Alzheimer's, though I'm not sick. All right. Alzheimer's has no issue of morality whatsoever. None, zero, zip, zilch, nada. None. Homelessness. Nobody disagrees with the fact that we should help homeless people. And the zoo, that's just dumb. That's just a dumb illustration. Quote, "I support rights and hope for all." Now, most of you know that's absolutely bogus. What if there was an adultery pride parade? Would this individual march in the adultery pride parade? Well, no. Adultery is wrong. Why? Well, because it's immoral. Why? Well, because, and it'd be interesting to hear the answer. Okay, there is a moral issue here. And while many in our community believe that the gay pride thing is just fine, there are just about an equal number of people who believe this is wrong. It is immoral. And for a local TV anchor, and by the way, I would imagine that probably almost every TV anchor in Columbus would write something similar. This is unbelievably naive. An extremely faulty reasoning. Obviously, this individual doesn't think so. All right. Quick break. We'll be back.
Three-star general Michael J. Flynn, head of the Pentagon Intelligence Agency, knew all the government's dirty secrets.
He was one of the most respected generals in the military.
Flynn knew what the intel world had been up to. He understood its funding.
He ordered the first audit of the use of contractors. This set off alarm bells.
The explosive new documentary, Flynn, Deliver the Truth, Whatever the Cost, and covers the facts behind this scandal.
Flynn told the truth. He was the most dangerous person for Donald Trump to hire.
I find out the worst enemy that I'm going to face in my life is right here in America. They took my assessment and they wanted me to change it. And I was like, I'm not changing it.
They had to get rid of Flynn.
With in-depth interviews, archival footage, and never-before-seen personal records of the man behind the headlines.
I just felt like I was drowning.
Flynn, Deliver the Truth, Whatever the Cost. Available now. Watch it today. Go to SalemNow.com. SalemNow.com.